We call them the Cumberland Mountains, and they're about 30 miles to the west of me, and I'm in what they call the Growley. I'm between the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Smoky Mountains to the east, and the Cumberland Mountains, which are part of the Alleghenies, to the west. So if I climb up a tree, I can see the Alleghenies. And you have a good signal down here, too. I'm running a G5RV with a ICOM 7300 and an Ameritron 811M.
All right, very good, John. Well, you're pushing almost 40 over, so you're doing a great job, and your audio is awesome. All right, well, let me move on, and let me go ahead and get this net started, sir, and thanks for being here, Mr. John. So, N4XYZ, 73 for the time being, and I'll be back around to you.
Okay, 73, just...
Let me get it opened. I have you as the number one. Who's number two?
Okay, number one actually would be, number two would be N4YC John out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Alrighty, let me get it open.
Okay, roger, roger. In the meantime, this is KG4XC. I'll clear with K8JLY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio, and Wednesday Night Liberty Net. A little disoriented this evening with all the activity going on. Check-in. Good evening. Station, you're very light on the line received. Let me see if Bob can kick you out, we'll see if we can get you in there. How about Bob? You copy that station?
Roger, roger. I think it's Flint up in Michigan. Flint, is it Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo? Drawing a lot of noise. There's storms everywhere, but I've got you in net logger, so we'll check on you. And if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. But you're welcome to hang along. We can do a relay if you do a short transmission. All right, Jesse, that's Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. I've got him as number 4. You're number 1. XYC is number 2, I'm number 3, and Clint is number 4. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thank you, Bob, and for running the logger tonight for me. Yeah, we have storms here, and I can pretty much only look at it. The internet's so dang slow, it ain't funny. So, anyway, thanks, Bob. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Movement Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Do we have the check-ins tonight? Please go now. N4, all can. N4. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Jesse. Hope you're doing good.
Well, I can't complain. I feel like summer has finally kicked in, and it's been very warm lately, and I'm just trying to enjoy it.
Well, in the wintertime, we may need a little heat, everybody wants something they don't have, though.
Yes, sir. Very true. Hey, well, say hello to Mom Foreman. I hope she's doing well. Just the same. So, here's for all of you, Mr. Larry, out of beautiful Tennessee. Good to have you aboard tonight, sir. And let's see. This is KG4ZXC out of Pennsylvania. You're in control. Take over the check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us for the Wednesday night? Call now. Looks like a good place to start, I guess. This is K4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Living at Mr. Bob, you want to do the introduction once again, sir?
I would certainly do that for you. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX in the sea, will be your deck control. This is a directed deck, and I believe the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now is since the year of 1974. Founded by, yes, Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great, the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. With that said, let me do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I'm going to say welcome and give it back to the next control, Mr. DKT4DX Tennessee. Tan-tan-tan.
Very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate Bob. I'm loaded out tonight. Anyway, good evening, everybody. This is KG4ZX Tennessee, Jesse, up here in the very broad state of Pennsylvania. Hey, once again, this is Wednesday night, and it is, let's see, what is this? This is June 9th, 2021. 6 months ago, this TV was installed in the building. See how much crap can get turned into a disaster in 6 months by the wrong people running the country. Hey, Democrats and everybody else who voted for this guy, look what you did. Anyway, this is KG4ZXC. I wanted to open tonight's net up with the crisis at the border. 180,000 illegal aliens arrested at the border in May alone. 674% increase over the last year. Come on. I mean, where are we supposed to, these people, and where are we supposed to start working ourselves when they start taking our jobs away from us to start voting these people in out on a full scale? I mean, where is our company anymore? I'll tell you what, it's creepy. This story comes off of Gateway Pundit. This is Joe Biden of America. 38,000 illegal aliens. Nothing. Border Protection announced 180,000 illegal aliens were encountered on the border in May alone. So that was an increase from 178 encounters in April. So we're getting overrun, people, and people need to be aware that this border crisis is none to play with. So I'm just going to start off with that, and Tell me what you think we need to do, Bob, besides, I mean, we got Joe Palma in there, so I don't know, how do we get this guy to stop? How do we stop him from destroying the rest of the country?
All right, well, anyway, I can continue for hours, sorry, but I won't.
So I'll take it down to Tennessee, November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie, Mr. John, you still with us, please?
Yeah, good evening, Jesse. I don't have anything deep, but I'll make some comments about the border crisis. You know, Kamala Harris went to Guatemala, and the population lined the roads with Trump signs and American flags, and were shouting, Trump, Trump, Trump. And she was literally horse laughed out of that country. And so they're Trump fans down there. And it was just pretty amazing to see that in the news. And so I hear President Trump is going to be touring with Bill O'Reilly, and they're going to do four cities, and that's coming up in the next few weeks. So. That'll be interesting. And so I don't have anything to read. I wasn't prepared, but just glad to be on that with Patriots, fellow Patriots. So 73 from Chattanooga. This is Orange Hot Seat.
Hey, very good. N4 XYC. Hey, very good there, Mr. John. Well, you didn't have to ask anything to read in particular. Your comment in itself is greatly appreciated, sir. So, hey, I'm glad you showed up. And, hey, I'm glad you're back on the air, too, also. So thanks for being here tonight, Mr. John. Clear with N4 XYC, and it goes to KAHGONY. Mr. Bob, out of here for Ohio. Take it away, sir.
Roger, roger. Good evening to everyone on tonight, Wednesday night, Liberty Net. I don't want to be a broken record, but in a very important event, June 6, 1944, 77 years ago, our president made no mention of it. Sleepy, sloppy, pick-up Joe. And I think it's something that's worth reiterating again. He was too busy talking about the massacre of 1921, which nobody even knows about. It was a small race riot, but he, of course, had to respond that. But, of course, he doesn't want to touch on something that's so important. D-Day landing, June 6, 1944. I'm going to read a small article from the History Channel. By dawn on June 6, thousands of paratroopers and glider troops were already on the ground behind enemy lines, securing bridges and exit roads. The amphibious invasion began at 06:30 a.m. The British and the Canadians overcame light opposition to capture beaches codenamed Gold, Juno, and Sword. The Americans at Utah Beach. U.S. forces faced heavy resistance at Omaha Beach, where there were over 2,000 American casualties on the first day. However, by the day's end, approximately 106,000 Allied troops had successfully stormed Normandy beaches, according to some estimates. More than 4,000 Allied troops combined had lost their lives on the D-Day invasion, with thousands more were wounded and missing. Less than a week later, on June 11th, the beaches were fully secured. Over 326,000 troops, more than 50,000 vehicles, and some 1,000 tons of equipment landed at Normandy. For their part, the Germans suffered from confusion in the ranks and the absence of British Commander Rommel, who was away on leave, thank goodness. At first, Hitler believed the invasion was a designed to distract the Germans from coming to attack north of the river. He refused to release nearby divisions to join the counterattack. Reinforcements had to be called from further fields, causing delays. He also hesitated in calling for armored divisions to help with the defense. Moreover, the Germans were hit by effective Allied air support, which took out many key bridges and forced the Germans to take long detours that were effective Allied naval support, which helped in the advancing. In the ensuing weeks, the Allies fought their way across Normandy country in face of determined German resistance, as well as the dense landscape and marshes. By the end of the Allies had seized the vital port of Chinmog, landed approximately 850,000 men. This was the beginning of the end of the European part of World War II. I just have to acknowledge we lost a lot of Americans and Allied forces. Thank you, dear God, for these men and their families that have suffered from the loss of June 6, 1944. With that, Mr. Jesse, I'll give it back to you. Number six on the list after Larry is going to be Laura. I know she's only listening, but you can say howdy, howdy. This is KHOY.
Hi. Very good, Bob. And, yes, we all need to remember that this is really a great day in history. Not a great day, but it was a day history that we all need to remember and cherish all the fallen soldiers and all the heroes out there who died for this great country. Thank you, Bob. K-J-O-Y, Mr. Bob, out of Louisville, Ohio. Thank you, sir. This is Jesse, E4ZAC, your net control for tonight's living net. Let's see. He says it goes down to Mr. Larry there. Bob.
Next would be Mr. Clint, if he's still with me.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, hey, Mr. Clint, out of Michigan, ACH, HFL Romeo, you still with us, sir? Come on in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, I'll relay. Most of it. I took them the beginning. So I'm going to just give a quick overview. The main point that Clint brought to the table was about the election audit that's going on. He brought the article from Gateway Pundit. I guess there's a conclusion expected this week. Three states, Colorado, Georgia, and I think he said Alaska, are going to be on the floor to also look at it. Clint made some mentions about the fraudulent vote, Sleepy Sloppy Joe with his sippy cup took away from President Trump. So, with that being said, Clint, that's the best I wrote down for my notes. I'm going to give it back to Jesse, so it's in your hands, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, thanks, Bob. The person is for relaying, and hard to hear Clint there. Appreciate for relaying and giving us the general gist of what he was talking about there. I agree, G4ZX, City Clear with Kilo Charlie, 8 Echo Hotel Romeo, with Mr. Clint out of Michigan. Mr. Clint, you got to go tree climbing, sir, just for the record, so we can hear you better. All right, now, it goes down to Mr. Larry, in form, R-O-N-A-Q, out of Greenville, Tennessee. Take it away, Mr. Larry.
All right, let's see. Okay, Jesse, you're sounding good. There's an article about Trump stumps for GOP in North Carolina. I didn't get to see this, but I'm going to try to look up on Right Side Broadcasting and was it Newsmax? There's some of those, maybe one or more of those may have recorded something. I'd like to watch a recording on that. Anyway, former President Donald Trump acknowledged the crowd as he speaks at North Carolina Republican Convention on Saturday night. Former President Donald Trump on set pushed Republicans to support those candidates who share his values in next year's midterm election. He launched a new, more active phase of his post-presidency. The former Republican president sees the prospect of a presidential bid of his own in 2024. And now first to be an active presence on the campaign for his allies in next year's fight for control of Congress. The survival of America depends on our ability to elect Republicans at every level, starting with the midterm next year, Trump said. Trump delivered his latest comments in a speech to hundreds of Republican officials and activists gathered for the North Carolina GOP convention in Greensboro. The opening appearance in what is expected to be a new phase of rallies and which is it. Out of office for more than 4 months and banned from his preferred social media account, former president hopes such events to elevate his voice ahead of another potential presidential run. His advisor eyeing subsequent appearances in Ohio, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia to help bolster midterm candidates, energize voters. Inviting to the stage briefly during his remarks, Trump's daughter-in-law and North Carolina native Laura Trump announced she would not run for the Senate because of family obligation. I'm saying no for now, but forever, Laura Trump said. Minutes later, Trump announced his endorsement of U.S. Representative Ted Budd, spelled B-U-D-D, in the crowded Republican primary, adding a slap to former Governor Pat McCrory, who has been critical of Trump's claims about fraud in the 2020 election. You see people who have already lost two races and do not stand for our values, Trump said. Trump devoted most of his remarks to running against President Joe Biden, which he called the most radical left-wing administration in history. A recent Pontiac University national poll found that 66% of Republicans would like to run for re-election. So, I think, he set up on the job how to fight these liberal Democrats who are fighting in every conceivable way and trying to stop his agenda. He did wonderful. Wonderful. So I think the second time, he's going to do even better because no matter what to expect from the liberal socialist Democrats. Here's another article named Bezos planning to be part of Rocket's first crew. Jeff Bezos will ride his own rocket into space month, joining the first crew to fly in a Blue Origin capsule. The Amazon founder announced Monday he will be launched July the 20th from Texas, along with his firefighter brother, Mark. Also making the 10-minute mark will be the highest bidder in a charity auction. Bezos is stepping down as Amazon CEO on July, just 15 days before liftoff, to spend more time on his space company as well as his newspaper, The Washington Post. His stake in Amazon is currently worth $164 billion. The state of the Earth from space it changes relationship with this planet, with humanity. It's one Earth, Bezos 57 said in an Instagram post. I wanted to go on this flight because it's a thing I wanted to do all my life. It's an adventure. It's a big deal. For Bezos said he invited his younger brother, his best friend, to share the journey and make it even more meaningful. The flight will officially kick off Blue Origin space tourism business. The company has yet to start selling tickets to the public or even to announce a ticket price for the short trip, which provide about 3 minutes of weightlessness. The capsule can hold 6 people, each with his or her own large window. The company hasn't said who might occupy the remaining 3 seats on the debut passenger flight. Virgin Galactic Richard Branson also plans to be launched aboard his own rocket later this year after one more test flight over New Mexico. SpaceX's Elon Musk, who has transported 10 astronauts to the International Space Station,
had already sold private flights, has yet to commit to a space flight. So I'd probably be like him. I'll have to have a wait and see. Wait and see time period here on that. Here's an article on loss of this $1.2 billion semiconductor factory in East Germany. German technology company Bosch on Monday opened a $1.2 billion chip factory in the eastern city of Dresden to help meet the growing demand for semiconductors. A global shortage of semiconductors has forced major auto companies such as Volkswagen and BMW to slow vehicle production in recent months. Bottlenecks on the semiconductor market have made economic recovery after the coronavirus crisis more difficult. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said at the opening ceremony. So, anyway, we'll thank Jesse for running the net, and Bob's doing a great job there helping out. Thank you guys. You're enjoying it. So, back to you from the Liberty Net, but from Larry in Tennessee, M4 ROG.
Hey, very good, Mr. Larry, and sounding great tonight. Thank you for being here, and stay vigilant.
Hey, clear with Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, out of beautiful Tennessee.
Thanks, Mr. Larry.
Let's see, I'd like to go down to on the list, which is in listening mode. That's Miss Laura, N2JTT.
Good evening, Miss Laura, and Mr. Marty, Net Manager, will be alone as well. Since they could not be here tonight. So, into IRJ and into JTT, that manager place for the Wednesday night movement.
KG4ZXM, CJC out of Burlington, state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Let's take calls and see if there's any late check-ins. Anyone else would like to join this call now?
Hello, I'm K4, Golf Sierra Tango, Robbie out of Great Falls.
Here, Tango, Mr. Rob, out of South Carolina, Great Falls, South Carolina. Good evening, Mr. Rob. Thanks for being here on the net. Would you
stand by, Rob? Do we have any other check-ins tonight? Well, good evening, Mr. Moe, KG0RSA, out of beautiful Nebraska. Good evening, Mr. Moe. Good to hear you. Well, you're a little bit late tonight there, Mr. Moe, but we did get you in there, and we'll put you on the list. So, hey, you got anything you would like to add?
Did you catch that, Bob?
Mr. Mo has a question. Go ahead, Mr. Mo.
My question is,
of soldiers that were offloaded, and they were right in front of the German machine gun nest. That would have been Omaha Beach. Again, soldiers were loaded or offloaded by Gold, Juno, and Sword, and Utah beaches. The worst one was Oma, unfortunately, where a lot of U.S. casualties took place. I think for the time, Mr. Moe, any loss is too many, but it was the best laid plan that they had at the time. Over. I was watching a, Mo said about the Duggan machine guns, I was watching a History Channel documentary, and the amount of fire that was sent from Navy ships inland to try to take out the German pillboxes, and soldiers that survived that said there was just damage to the concrete. It was too far of a shot that we were trying to make back in the day. Over. Well, that's a true statement, Mo. It would have probably been a better location, but unfortunately, decisions are made, and old men, and I'm not being disrespectful, old men make decisions with young men's lives. Roger, roger. Well, thank you. I made a transmission at the beginning of the net in honor of D-Day. Our president, Sleepy Sloppy Sippy Cup Joe, made no mention of it, but we've brought it to a light for two different Liberty Nets. I made an announcement at the beginning of the Liberty Net and made a commemorative reading about D-Day when we started the net tonight. Roger, roger, Mr. Moe. Mr. Jesse, the four call, I don't have it complete, so I haven't entered it. Could you tell me what it is?
That was Kilo Oscar 4.
What's the rest of it? Kilo Oscar 4, and
Gulf,
I think a Golf was in there.
Tango, Golf.
Tango. Okay, let me put that in the book for you.
Okay, roger, roger. Now that we got that, Ike. Hey, twist him over for being there tonight, sir. KD0RSA, thank you, sir. God bless. That's Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen, our longest time listeners and participants here on the Wednesday night Liberty Net. That's Mr. Moe, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, this is KG4ZXC, your net control out of beautiful Vernon State of Pennsylvania, and going down to KO4GSC, Mr. Rob out of South Carolina. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, Jesse, KG4ZXC. This is KO4C, and I'm going to read the full story of the Washington Post about two members of an FDA advisory committee quit after approval of controversial Alzheimer's drugs. Two members of a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel resigned this week after the agency's contentious decision to approve an Alzheimer's drug over the appearance of its outside advisors. David S. Notman, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic, said Wednesday in an email to the Washington Post he did not wish to be part of a sham process that ultimately resulted in the agency's approval Monday of a Biogen Aduhelm, also known as adenudecamomile. This is also shared in an email he sent to the FDA officials saying that he was resigning immediately. He told the officials the whole saga approval of aducanumab made a mockery of the advisory committee's consultative process. While I realize that the committee's advisory and the approval of aducanumab appears to be foreordained. Earlier this week, Joel S. Perlmutter, a neurologist at Washington University in St. Louis, resigned from the committee as well. According to the trade publication Stat News and the Pink Sheet, Perlmutter told Stat in an email that he quit due to this ruling by the FDA without further discussion with our advisory committee. Perlmutter did not immediately respond to an email from the Post requesting comment. The FDA declined to comment on the resignation, saying the agency does not talk about matters related to individual members of advisory committees. The FDA decision to approve Adderall has set off a firestorm because critics say there is a scant evidence that the drug is effective. The agency cleared the medication under its program for accelerated approval, basing the approval not on the clinical data, but on the drug's ability to reduce amyloid beta in the brain. Agency officials said that reducing the sticky clumps, which are thought to kill brain cells, was reasonably likely to benefit patients, including potentially slowing cognitive decline in people with progressive terminal disease. Advocacy groups cheered the decision, noting that the drug was the first new treatment for Alzheimer's in almost two decades. But opponents of the action said it represented a dangerous lowering of drug approval standards for a medication Biogen said will be priced at about $56,000 per patient a year. The resignations caught as questions swirl around Adderall, including how it will be paid for and which patients will receive it. Notman, in his emails to the FDA, cited biased questions posed by the FDA's review staff at a meeting last November of Peripheral and Central Nervous System Drugs Advisory Committee. He also said that the FDA statistician who had written that data on the drug was conflicting and could be settled only by conducting another clinical trial, and was not permitted to present a full airing of his analysis. He also took issue with the agency's approval of the drug based on biomarker, the elimination of clumps of amyloid beta. Excuse me. Biomarker justification for approval in the absence of the constant clinical benefit after 18 months of treatment is indefensible, he said. Notman was recused from the November meeting because he has been a site investigator for Adirondack. Notman has long been skeptical of Adirondack. He said in a comment filed by the committee documents last October, the evidence of a benefit in the drug is terribly weak, adding, perfection may be the enemy of good, but for Adirondack, his evidence doesn't even lie to good. The FDA is not required to follow the advice of its outside experts, and the study found that 22% of the time, from 2008 to 2015, the agency took actions that went against advisory committee recommendations. In the vast majority of cases, however, FDA was more restrictive than the outside panels, deciding to keep the product off the market for limited uses. I recognize that it is advisory, and yet I felt the advisory committee in this situation was not well treated. Notman told in the Post. And I think that I just see for myself into that position in the future for the FDA. Notman said he would offer the medical to his patients when it comes available, describing it as a completely separate issue. I feel ethically bound to offer the treatment because the FDA is the law of the land and the drug is commercially available, he said. And I will present with my side of the story and with the FDA side of the story, that would be saying that amyloid may offer a clinical benefit in the future. Thank you, it's KO4, TSC.
Hey, good job there, Rob. KO4 GST. This is Kilo Golf 4, Rick Craig. And look, Charlie, once again from the Frog State of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Wednesday Night Living. Let's take a quick pause and see if anyone else on the frequency that would like to join us before we go back to the top. Anyone would like to join us, call on time, please. This is KC4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Loop, and let's go back to the old logger here and
get the thing back in front of me. And let's see, that was KO4GST out of Lexington. Thank you, Rob, for checking in tonight. And let's see, just back up to the top. Let's see. N4XYZ, Mr. John, I believe, out of Tennessee. You're on deck, sir. Before I move down, Mr. John, I wanted to bring up this article off of WeLoveTrump.com. If you guys haven't been following much on the Georgia election, I just want to reiterate that there's some major activity going on. Libby Freeman in the and Wanda Shade Moss finally got subpoenaed in Georgia ballot case. You remember the video where the lady was pulling out suitcase after they sent everybody home and they started counting ballots and running them through the machine? Well, guess what? They finally got subpoenaed. They have both finally been subpoenaed for activities during the election counting process in Fulton County, Georgia. Ruby Freeman, Shay's mother, was filmed getting suspicious ballots into the voting machine multiple times on November 3rd. Yeah, they did, and they got the video of it, and they are showing the subpoena and on the website as well. And yes, this is off WeLoveTrump.com, so if you want to check out that story, it's there. All right, let's go down to Mr. John once again out of Tennessee. N4XYC, you still with us, John?
Yeah, KG4ZXT, ZXC in the Liberty Net. Good evening from N4XYC.
Okay, yeah, it's Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a little bit rusty. I hadn't been on the internet in years, but I used to enjoy listening to this net when I upgraded to the general class and bought an HF transceiver. And I've just been kind of gathering the news and trying to find the most credible news sources that I can find. And I personally feel that the tide is changing, that we, the conservatives and the normal, down the middle Americans are beginning to gather new momentum now. And the left is crumbling. They've had their agenda, and we see what it is. We see that it's Agenda 21. The United Nations Agenda 21 is the Green New Deal. And it's crumbling. We know what they want to do. And in America, that's just not America. And, you know, I believe that they think that they're going to destroy this country and rebuild a Western Hemisphere globalist utopia. And it's not going to happen because their agenda is already beginning to crumble. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control from N4XYC.
Hey, roger, roger. Very good, John. And that N4XYC, KG4ZXC return, net control. Yep, you're very right, sir. I believe it's crumbling before their eyes, and they're trying to do anything possible to keep the flame going if they can. But I believe everybody in this country that I have spoken to, I meet very, very few people that actually voted for this clown. So Joe Obama did not win this election, and everybody knows it, and it's out here for everyone to see. And I will not quit repeating myself on that part. But thanks, John. Good to have you aboard. And, yeah, welcome back to the Liberty Net. The format may have changed a little bit. We don't get to hear from W1WCR Mr. Vic too often. But once that great man, he may show up. But he just don't get on the radio quite as much. So
We still keep them in our thoughts and prayers.
Mr. John's 73s, we're going to go down. I hope you stick around for the last comment.
The 73 around there, Mr. John. So please do, if you would.
This is KG4ZXC. Move down to KHJOY,
Mr. Bob, out of Ohio. Go on in.
Alrighty, Jesse, I do want to say good evening to Mr. John, N4XYC. Thank you for joining us from Cleveland, Tennessee. I am just south of Cleveland, Ohio, so it's a pleasure to have you. I think you said you were looking for articles. Epic Times, ETOCH, is a great place for conservative views. I have an article here. It's kind of short. I'll read it. It's from the Epic Times. It is dated the 9th of June. Study. People who have recovered from COVID-19 unlikely to benefit from vaccines. People who have previously been infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 are protected against being infected again and thus don't need to be vaccinated, according to a new study. Quote, our conclusion is that if you have previously infected, you are protected because of the previous infection and you don't need the vaccine, unquote. Dr. Nevin Shrestha, S-H-R-E-S-T-H-A, Shrestha, of the Cleveland Clinic Department of Infectious Disease, as she told the, I think it's a she, I'm not sure, as that doctor told the Epic Times. Shrestha and colleagues, the clinic studied data on employees, separated them into four groups, previously infected, unvaccinated, previously infected and vaccinated, not previously infected and unvaccinated, and not previously infected and vaccinated. They found that the vaccines were strongly effective in preventing the infection from the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus, or as I like to call it, Kung Flu, which causes COVID-19, but their previous infections are bestowed in natural immunity. Along with other diseases, the same thing, again, with the flu, and often if you have a decent system, you know, even the common cold. Among the people who are previously infected, whenever they took the vaccine or not, they really were no COVID cases. Of the 52,238 employees studied, 2,579 were previously infected. About half of those remained unvaccinated. Of the 49,659 employees who did not have a previous infection, 41% did not get a vaccine. Using a Cox probabilisticized hazard regression model, don't know what that is, and adjusting for the phase of the pandemic, vaccination was linked to significantly lower risk of infection among those not previously infected, but not among those who had the disease. In conclusion, the authors wrote, quote, individuals who have had SARS-CoV-2 infection are unlikely to benefit from COVID-19 vaccination, and vaccines can be safely prioritized to those who have not been infected before. So, kind of interesting. Again, Dr. Fauci, that crook, is not the only person we should be listening to. Unfortunately, he was, but it sounds like his little glass ceiling is being broken, so that's kind of exciting. With that being said, I will give it back to Mr. Jesse, KT4, DX in a C. This is KAHJO in a Y.
Okay, very good, Bob.
Wow. I wondered who put this guy in charge to begin with.
Myself there, Bob. I ain't quite figured that one out. And anybody that's already gave a contribution to any cause to do research in this type of area in itself is kind of warped, mind twisted, demented person to begin with, I believe. But hey, that's my personal thought. I guess that's how I really feel. So hey, there you have it. Hey, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray and a Charlie out of the
Loader, Crown State of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is Wednesday night Liberty Net, and it is 22:55. So we got a little bit more time. It's coming down to, let's see, Mr. Bob. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being there tonight and running the logger as well, and everything you do for the net. Let's see, Mr. Clint, I'm not sure if you're copying me, so I'm going to hand it over to Bob to pick you up and see how your signal is. If it's holding up, we'll let you make a good transmission. If not, I'm going to let Bob know if we can hear you.
Roger, roger. Mr. Clint, are you still with us? KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, KHLY. Nothing heard from Mr. Clint. Back to you.
Okay, we need to shoot Clint an email and see if we can help him get his antenna up higher. But Mr. Clint, if you copy, good to have you aboard, sir. The band's just getting that crappy. Maybe conditions will get better. So KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, thank you, sir, for being there tonight. And it looks like it's going down to the next on the list, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. Take it away, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Well, I'm hoping Netanyahu makes it back in. Israeli Parliament to vote on new government on Sunday, Jerusalem. Israeli's Parliament Speaker has scheduled a vote for Sunday on a new government that would end Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year rule, the longest in the country's history. Parliament Speaker Yariv Levin, a Netanyahu ally, announced the timing of the vote on Tuesday, a day after acknowledging that a coalition had been formed. The fragile coalition consists of 8 parties spanning Israel's political spectrum, with only a narrow majority in the 120 member Knesset or parliament. So, this crack fingers for Netanyahu. He's, he makes some speeches there at the UN in England, Greg. Iran, to have nuclear weapons. He knew that Israel's existence depended on it. So they do whatever they can do to stop the existence of nuclear weapons in Iran's hands. So you got an American guy like that that just tells you up front that they're not going to let them happen. Okay, let's see. Here's an article about aspirin. It says aspirin does not help COVID-19 patients survive a large UK study. Aspirin does not improve chances of survival for patients hospitalized with COVID-19, according to a large study. The 120-year-old drug, which is widely used to thin the blood of heart disease patients, made no difference in mortality after a month in a clinical trial. It involved about 15,000 volunteers. Survivors didn't spend one day in the hospital compared to those who didn't get a daily dose of aspirin. Doctors were hopeful that aspirin could help combat the blood clots COVID-19 can cause. We just have to take some of that hydrochloroquine, guys. That stuff is great, or is COVID-19 and malaria. A lot of other stuff. So, there's some protesters up there on the Minnesota oil pipeline side. Protesters fighting a Canadian-based company's push to replace an aging oil pipeline across northern Minnesota, maintain a blockade at a pump station Tuesday in front of the summer drive to stop the project before it can go into service. The pumping station near Park Rapids was a major focus of protest Monday, with some people chaining themselves to construction equipment. Law enforcement
officials planting arrest figures later Tuesday. Some activist groups up the number at over 100. FBI had a large raid. This was a networking link to a major bust. This comes from Associated Press and USA Today. The Hague, Netherlands criminal gangs divulge plans for moving drug shipments and carrying out killings on a secure messaging system secretly run by the FBI. Law enforcement agencies said Tuesday as they unveiled a global sting operation, they said, dealt an unprecedented blow to organized crime in countries around the world. The operation, known as Trojan Shield, led to the police raid in 16 nations. More than 800 suspects were arrested, and more than 30 tons of drugs, including cocaine, cannabis, amphetamine, and methamphetamines, were seized, along with 250 firearms, 55 luxury cars, and more than $148 million in cash in cryptocurrencies. The seeds of the sting were sowed in 2018 when law enforcement agencies took down a company called Fathom Secure that provided customized end-to-end encrypted devices to criminals. According to court papers, unlike typical cell phones, the devices didn't make phone calls or browse the internet, but allow for secure messaging. As an outgrowth of the operation, the FBI also recruited a collaborator who was developing a next-generation secure messaging platform for the criminal underworld called Anom, A-N-O-M. The collaborator engineered the system to give the agency access to any messages being sent. Anom didn't take off immediately, but once other secure platforms used by criminal gangs to organize drug trafficking and underworld hit and money laundering were taken down by police, chiefly EncryptoChat and Sky ECC, gangs were in the market for a new one, and the FBI's platform was ready. Over the past 18 months, the agency provided phones and unsuspected middlemen to more than 300 gangs operating in more than 100 countries. Intelligence gathered and analyzed enabled us to prevent murders. It led to the seizure of drugs that led to the seizure of weapons. And it helped prevent a number of crimes. Calvin Shivers, assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Investigation Division, told a news conference in The Hague, Netherlands, the operation led by the FBI with involvement of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, European Union Police Agency Europol, and law enforcement agencies in several countries dealt an unprecedented blow to criminal networks, and this is worldwide, said Dutch National Police Chief Constable Janine van den Berg in Loyalty Friday. Australian Federal Police Commander Jennifer Hirsch called it a watershed moment in global law enforcement history. The Anom app became popular in criminal circles as users told one another that it was a safe platform. All the time, police were looking over the shoulders of criminals as they discussed hits, drug shipments, and other crimes. There was a void they created by the lack of these encrypted platforms, Shivers said of the initial move to take down apps previously used by gangs. So they created an opportunity for collaboration with international partners to not only develop the specific tool, but also to develop the process of gathering the intelligence and disseminating the intelligence. So kind of neat. And let's find one more small one here. There was a woman that died after a fall at a national park. Body recovered, Springdale, Utah. 26-year-old woman died after falling in a canyon, U.S. National Park in Utah.
The woman's body was recovered Sunday evening from Mid Tree Canyon at Zion National Park. The National Park Service said in a news release. According to researchers, the woman was canoeing alone and fell 50 to 80 feet Saturday afternoon. The helicopter was unable to help. The Park Service said in a release. Medics later reached the woman before she died a short time later. So she passed away. All right. Thank you very much, Jesse. Thanks for running that. You and Bob, and back to you guys from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net. Back to net, sir.
Okay, very good, Mr. Lack. Thank you, sir, for being there tonight. And, I read the one article myself earlier today where we were getting involved in a lot more crap than what we need to be getting into right now. We need to focus on more on the motor. We need to be focusing on a lot of different things. And this disastrous Joe Obama that we have in office has just made a complete mockery of our country.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ. Let's go down. Let's see. Laura is still in the mode. She hears everybody calling tonight that she's listening in on the, I think it's the K3FEF SDR.
So this is one of the better SDRs for you shortwave listeners and everybody else that do listen into the Liberty Net. Hi, this is KT4ZXC, Jesse here out of the state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Liberty Net. We're going down to K04DST out of Great Falls, South Carolina. Mr. Rob, come on in. What you got for round two?
You, Jesse, KG4ZXC, this is KO4GFT, Robbie on the Wednesday night. And I just want to say to everybody out there who's interested in it, don't forget about the upcoming clips this morning, and you can check the internet for your local viewing times, and if you do decide to view, please do not look into the sun, as for it may be the last thing you ever see. And with that being said, this is KO4GFT. I want to wish everybody a good rest of the week, and 73.
Hey, very good there, Rob. KO4TST and the Wednesday night losing that. I did not hear exactly about this eclipse going on, but I'm going to definitely look into it. I'm going to have to check that out. Hopefully it will be during a point in my day where I may not or may not have the opportunity to view it, so I'm going to take an opportunity to try to.
Alright, let's see. Cleveland KO4GST, KG0RFA, Mr. Moe out of beautiful Nebraska. Mr. Moe, give us a transmission and see if we can hear you better.
Mr. Moe, well, thank you, sir, and thank you for being there. KG0RFA, Mr. Moe, out of Nebraska. Thanks again, sir. Hi, this is KG4ZXC, Jesse here. Let's see, it goes back to the top of the list. And let's see, it's up 10 after 2300 hours, so. Alright, this is Jesse out of Pennsylvania, your net control. Let's take a quick call and see if there's any late check-ins or anyone else who would like to join us. Let me take a quick pause and listen up and see if we hear anybody else. Anyone like to join us, your call sign, please.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything, but I know people's got work in the morning, so I understand.
Hey, this is KG4ZXC next control, and it goes back up to the top where I was going to make a quick announcement about something I read out of the Palmer Report.
Yes, the Palmer Report.
Trump's speech, it drew over 1.8 million to Newsmax, and Newsmax beats Fox in the QMO. So people have finally deterred away from Fox News, and I'm kind of glad of it. But the only thing that's keeping that place afloat, I believe, is Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, and I don't know how they're doing that. Well, anyway, this comes off of the Palmer Report, of course. Trump's speech at North Carolina GOP convention drew 1.8 million views on Newsmax. This beats Fox News among all those of age 35 to 64.
Well, I guess I'm following that bracket.
This is considered a demo. Fox did not air the speech.
Newsmax
also killed CNN, MSNBC, and by a lot more. So, you know, their viewership is down, ladies and gentlemen. And as President Trump made also made a speech today, everybody needs to ditch Facebook finally, once and for all. Just get rid of them, because they're no good. They're up to too much no good. But anyway, when President Donald Trump speech at the North Carolina Republican Convention last Saturday drew more than 1.8 viewers to Newsmax as the Newsmax beat Fox News. Let's see. Newsmax also drew a massive OTT audience as well, with the company reporting its streaming audience exceeded 700,000 total viewers. So Trump brings the crowd, and I guess that's what's destroying CNN. They ain't got nobody to gripe about or moan, groan, anything else. So without Trump, the only thing keeping them afloat is George Soros and his clan. So anyway, this is KG4ZXC. Let's go back to the logger and see as it goes down to N4XYC. If you're still with us, Mr. John, this is the 73rd round, so go ahead and make a comment if you're still with us.
Okay, KG4ZXC, the Liberty Net. This is November 4, X-Ray, Yankee Charlie. My name is John, and I am just on the outskirts of Chattanooga in Cleveland, Tennessee. And I heard the gentleman there checking in from South Carolina, and when I think of South Carolina patriotism, I think of the movie that Mel Gibson did called The Patriot about Francis Marion. All of us grew up reading our civics books, and there was one page there on a guerrilla fighter, a partisan fighter, by the name Francis Marion. And Francis Marion had went and fought in French and Indian Wars and learned the style of Indian fighting, where they didn't fight a typical military fashion. They fought Indian style. And so that movie, The Patriot, portrays the history and the times of tens of thousands of American families, and those were our ancestors here in the Southeast. The patrons of the Battle of Kings Mountain, and also the story of Francis Marion the Swamp Fox, and how the Over the Mountain men from Tennessee and Virginia and Kentucky gathered in Johnson City, Tennessee, and they marched over to Morganton, North Carolina, and then they headed south down into South Carolina looking at the British Army, and they found them at a place called Kings Mountain, and they destroyed them in 20 minutes. And that was that was Benjamin Cleveland, commander of the North Carolina militia from Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Colonel Benjamin Cleveland. And that's who this town is named after, where I live. And he was a great patriot. So watch that movie. Rent that movie or download it, because it's very close to a lot of folks from the Southeast had ancestors that lived those same exact times. So back to net control from N4XYC.
Okay, N4XYC, very good there, John. What was the name of that movie one more time, and I'll make sure I write it down this time.
The Patriot, Mel Gibson.
Ah, yeah, The Patriot. I've heard of it, but I've probably never seen it, so I need to actually jot that down and check it out. I've heard it was highly recommended by a lot of people. Hey, yeah, that sounds awesome, and yeah, a lot of good, interesting history. It comes out of the Carolinas as well as West Virginia and Tennessee and all the areas, and hey, if it wasn't for them people, who knows where we'd be. Hey, very good. Thank you, Sean. N4XYC. Thanks for being here tonight. Let's see, Mr. Clint, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Are you still with us, Clint? If you are, give me a roger, roger. Okay, we've lost Clint altogether, so I hope Clint comes back. I hope I didn't make him feel bad. On this band, you've about got to have a decent antenna, ladies and gentlemen, so please, everybody needs to always work and try to do what they can to keep their station up and running. I'm on a regular mission to constantly keep upkeep, so something everybody needs to do. It's summertime, guys. It's same radio time. Hey, again, for you, Mr. Larry, it goes back down to you because Mr. Clint is not with us, so KT Echo Hotel Romeo is not here. So, Mr. Larry, I'm going to hand it to you, sir. Take it away. And what do you got for round three? Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, are you still with us, sir? Hey, well, it looks like it's going to be a late night, so Mr. Larry is not there at the moment, so we're going down to N2JTT. Miss Laura, in listening mode. Thank you for being there, Miss Laura. KO4GST, Mr. Rob, you got anything you'd like to add for the 73 round? Okay, looking for Mr. Rob. So KO4GST is no longer with us. Thanks for being there. If you're still monitoring, Rob, hope you come back as well. KD03, Mr. Moe, it is up to you for your final choice words of wisdom. Please take it away, Mr. Moe. I guess that's going to be up to the individuals on a personal level at that point. But I really pray to God that it never comes to that. Well,
Mr. Moose, hey, you have a great night, sir, and I'll say 73s, and good to hear you in there, sir, and hope to hear you again in the morning. Till then, you have a great night, Mr. Moe. KD0RFA, clear with you, sir. Hey, this is KD4ZXC back to the bottom of the list. Is anyone out there would like to make a comment, drop in, say hello, or anything else before we get ready to go back to the top of the list for any final comments from anyone? Please come out.
KHJOY would like to make a comment.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bob. KHJOY, recognize. Take it away.
Well, I'm sorry he's not with us. I hope he is listening. But when you talked about the people that were protesting the pipeline and chained themselves to it, I hope, and I'm sure it didn't happen, but I would hope that law enforcement would, as they cut them loose, if the protesters came to the protest against the pipeline in a motor vehicle burned petrol or gasoline or diesel, they should have been arrested and issued fines. Anybody that came to the protest in a totally electric car, a Tesla, a Volt, or a Bolt, I think there is the Mustang Mach, the Mustang Mach is a total electric. Those people should have been let go. But if you protested that pipeline and you drove a petrol motor vehicle, you should have been fined, over.
You know, I agree 100%. You know, if you're going to sit there and drive a big gas guzzling diesel or whatever else you might think, pull up in RV or whatever as being a protest, and you're going to drag yourself up in there with a fuel-operated dang vehicle, yeah, you should be locked up because you're protesting the same, you're protesting what keeps you going, America. And I'll tell you what, though, you know, somebody made a comment earlier today, and we need to rename common sense because it definitely ain't so common anymore. Roger, Bob?
Oh, common sense is dead. It is kind of amazing, especially among young people. But we really, in our school, we've indoctrinated stupidness. We told them how to think. They can't think on their feet. It's really a shame of the amount of young people and the poor common sense that they have. But once in a while, you run across a couple that their parents have been active, mom and dad together, in showing them how to think on their feet. Over.
Yeah, that's a rarity, but you do find it every now and then. And I really praise the parents who stick together through thick and thin and check their vows rather than just ignore them. And just because of some things that they could probably have accomplished or resolved, I should say. But you know how that works. But thanks, Bob. Let's see if everybody's back with us. N4ROQ, you still sticking around, Larry? Wow, I don't know where Larry went. I hope everything's okay with him. But yeah, Bob, there was something that was going up in your neck of the woods. I was going to ask you about it, but because I couldn't get no half news at all.
Do you remember what it was?
I'm trying to find the article. I was sitting here looking to see if it gave me a clue of what I was reading. It was in your neck of the woods. Hey, but by the way, though, what do you think of the Trump 1 sign that they put across the stadium?
Well, I have to say I didn't see it, but that's pretty exciting. I did get a picture from a local person who was up in Cleveland, And you know how people write graffiti on train cars? Well, somebody took the time, the full length of a coal car, and in beautiful spray painting, the F word and the word bite. It was a gorgeous job of graffiti.
Oh, that is excellent.
Did you get to take a snapshot?
Yes, the gentleman had a snapshot. I really should have had him forwarded to me, and I'd have put it everywhere. But he got a summons to him, and it was in the train yard up by the Cleveland Hopkins Airport in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's sweet. Awesome. Well, that's, you know, we're glad.
Hey, yeah, well, this one article is off Palmer Report, where a Trump warrant sign was unfurled at a Miami Marina game. The Trump 1 MLB tour continues in Miami, Florida. That was something else. I'm getting all back there. I was going to say, multiple people were ejected from the Miami Marina game Tuesday night. They hung signs supporting the Proud Boys and Donald Trump. Multiple photos showed the massive sign reading Trump 1, Take Back America, and Proud Boys did nothing wrong. Free all political prisoners, 1621 unfurled at the game. As Marlins played at Colorado rookie and Lone Depot Park.
I've never even heard of that place.
But anyway, it's by the picture here on the Palmer Report. It's a beautiful sight. So finally people are waking up, and I'm loving every minute of it. And I'm just waiting to see what happens by Friday if Maricopa County, Arizona, finally finishes up their county. So back over to you, Bob, KGAY KG4ZXC.
All right, Mr. Jesse, well, I have nothing further. KG4ZX in the sea, thank you for being the net controller tonight. It was a pleasure to ride along with you and log, over.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bob, and yeah, it is a pleasure working with you as well. I'm going to give you a landline probably sometime tomorrow. Let me take a pause. I think somebody was underneath you there trying to check in, so stand by, Bob. Well, there ain't somebody else in there. Go ahead. Okay, I must see things, Bob, but everything's good, and thanks again for being there and doing the logger night. I'm going to have to work on that a little bit myself. Somehow or another, I'm not getting the same results as you. Hey, thanks, Bob. Anyone else who would like to join us or make a comment before we shut the Liberty Net down, please come out. With that being said, I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Bob, KHJY, for running the Saturday Night Liberty Net as well as being the logger this afternoon. I'd also like to thank our founding father, W1WCR, Mr. Vic. We keep thoughts and prayers, sir, and I hope you're out there listening, and I hope you're doing well. Mr. Marty and 2IRJ, God bless you, sir. Hope you're doing well. Ms. Laura and 2JTTF, thank you, Ms. Laura. And all the individuals who checked in tonight, we'll go ahead and go down the list in 4XYC, KJLY, KC8XO, Hotel Romeo, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry also, Ms. Laura, JTTF, and Mr. Rob, KO4GST, I'm Dr. Long, also, and Mr. Mo, our favorite long-time listener, KG0RSA, and contributor, Miss
Mr. Mo out of beautiful Nebraska. Thank you, guys. This is KG4ZXC, and it is 2330, and this is KG4ZXC closing the Liberty Net down for Wednesday night. So God bless each and every one, and God save America. So 33's all, and good night to all the ships at sea and all the shortwave listeners and so on.
73's all.
Good night, Mr. Jesse. 72. Good evening, Mr. Mo. 73, see you. God bless you. Look forward to hearing you again. KD0, RSA, KAHJOY. And remember, keep your powder dry.
Amen.